almost like the principle of it rather than the actual practicalities of what happened. And the way you have to think about the first part of John's Gospel is every time it says word, you'll notice in the Bible it says it with a capital W. And that's because every time it says word in this reading, it means Jesus. Now, I'm not clever enough to substitute Jesus for every time it says word, so I'm just going to read it. But if you guys remember that every time it says word in this reading, it means Jesus, that will help. So we're going to read John chapter 1. We're going to read the first 14 verses. It's a little bit complicated, but it is very good. And that is on page 1063 of the Bibles. And it says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So we said we'd have a little think about light. And I've sort of got three things to say about light. Because you always have three things to say about everything. That's sort of on the rules, isn't it? And the first thing is, light can be a very good thing. When I do an operation, I need light. I have two very large lights, and some people wear a light stuck on their head as well to be able to see, so they can operate properly. Light can be a very good thing. Darkness can be very scary. I don't know, I mean, you sleep with your door open, don't you, James? And the light in the hall. Darkness can be quite scary. Darkness can be dangerous. And you don't know what lurks in the darkness. And the Bible says, doesn't it, in our first reading, it said that people walk in darkness. And they don't mean that there's no sun in the sky and people can't see where they're going in a physical way. They mean that people walk in darkness. People live their lives in darkness in a spiritual way. That people don't understand how they are with God spiritually, and they are walking in darkness. But the Bible also says that Jesus is a great light. In fact, it says in the Bible that the people walking in darkness are heading for spiritual death. Do you remember that in Isaiah chapter 9 that we read at the beginning? But it also says that Jesus' light can rescue them and guide them to life. Now, sometimes we think that light is a good thing, and we're scared of the darkness. Sometimes we think that light is a bad thing, We all sometimes want to hide from the light. Have you ever seen the police with a helicopter going up and they're looking for somebody and the helicopter's usually over Swanley, the helicopter's circling over Swanley and the searchlight's coming down from the helicopter and there's some person that doesn't want to get caught and they are hiding. And they're under a bush or in a nook or a cranny and the police have torches and lights and they're looking for them. And sometimes people want to hide from the light. And we all do things that we're ashamed of, and we all do things sometimes that we would prefer other people not to see. And although Jesus' light can be a rescuing light and a guiding light, Jesus' light also exposes what we do that is wrong and what we do that is inadequate. And that is why the Bible says that some people reject Jesus. Because they do not want what they do to be seen as the bad things that they've done. And so they hide from Jesus, and they hide from Jesus' light because they don't want their lives to be shown to be bad lives. But it's important to remember that Jesus didn't just come to expose our failure, our sin, but he also came to the world to solve our sin. To rescue us from our sin. When Jesus lived on earth, he lived the perfect life. And then he died. And that death was a punishment. But it was not a punishment for his sin, because Jesus hadn't committed any sin. The fact that Jesus was punished for things he hadn't done means that he can take on himself the punishment that we deserve. And so he can shine a light on the bad things we've done, and then he can rescue us from the bad things that we've done. And the third thing I'd like to say is that Jesus can be our light forever. Not just now, but forever. So the same John who wrote the Gospel that we read the first chapter of, also, when he was an old man, had something called a revelation. And a revelation is where God shows you something, and he was shown by God part of the future. And in Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, in chapter 22, it says this. So this is something that John saw, was shown by God, and it is part of the future. So in Revelation chapter 22, it says this. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb of God will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign for ever and ever. So Jesus came into the world to bring light, which can be uncomfortable. But if we accept him as our Lord, he will save us, and he will be our light forever in heaven. And I think that's wonderful. Right, we're going to pray, and then we're going to sing our final song after that. Lord God, we thank you for this special day when we give and receive presents as you gave the Lord Jesus to us, and we can receive him and everything that he's done for us. Lord, we thank you for the light that shines in the darkness, the light that was foretold by Isaiah that was seen by the shepherds, that shines on our lives. And we pray that you would help us to receive that light and to receive the rescue that the Lord Jesus offers us. Lord God, we thank you so much for the promise of living in your city forever, lit by yourself. Lord God, we pray that on this busy day you would help us to think of these things again. In the name of your Son, amen.